Dead Jack Radio presents Brothers You and Bothers You. Tiffany from Texas asked this question. What are the Japanese like?
The Japanese have invented a new technology. They don't know what it is yet.
These Japanese keep inventing something every minute, right?
Whatever inventions they make, there are some things that technology cannot achieve.
Huh? What are they, da?
Can they produce a mobile phone with 5.1 surround speakers? No.
Can they manufacture a four-wheeler with only three wheels? No.
Can they make origami without folding the paper? No.
You know, these Japanese are 99% illiterate.
How re?
Not one of them can write or speak English. They only know Japanese. But I don't understand why the Japanese are so clever, man.
Because of the frequent earthquakes in Japan.
How can earthquakes make them clever, da?
Simple, Babu. When earthquakes come, they shake the people left and right. Their brain cells get refreshed and all rusted cells are cleaned. That's all. The brains start working high speed like supercomputers.
Oh, that is why their enemy has all heroes flying in air. The earthquake shake their brain so much, they think they are floating in air.
Yare, but why do they have a traffic signal for their flag, da?
Ayo, that is not red signal, re. It is the sun. Yeah, Japan is called the land of rising sun.
You mean sun always rises on their land?
Yeah, Babu. Sun never sets on Japanese and the British Empire.
You know, the Japanese eat anything that swims in the water.
Yeah, Babu. Don't go swimming in Japanese water. The next minute you will be on their menu.
You also know, the Japanese are so afraid of waters. They make horror movies on water and frighten themselves to death.
If they are so much afraid of water, then why did they invent tsunami, da?
So they could pour water into volcanoes.
These Japanese are really clever, da. They pour water into the volcano beds, and that water will go underground and spring out below the mountain as hot water geyser. Electricity-free geysers, Babu.
Yamma, in my next life, I want to be a rich and clever Japanese with a beautiful wife. But I won't eat noodles.
No, da. You are an Indian. You should not talk like that. We should be prepared to be born at least as Indian monkey, Babu, but not as humans of other nationality.
Then they will put me in zoo and some bloody idiots will throw stones at me, Ray.
But they are Indians throwing Indian stones through the Indian cages, Babu. Even if you die, you will die on Indian soil.
Yeah, Ray. I love India and my soil. See how brown and soft it is.
That is dark shit, Ray.
Who?
You can now feature your blog in our episodes by sending us a question. For more details, mail us to brotherbother@gmail.com or simply leave your email address in the comments.